Thank you. Good morning, everybody. We'd like to welcome you here for morning worship. We have a few announcements and a couple things to make known. First, we'd like to express our sympathies to Daryl and Cherry on the passing of her father, Bob Powers. So if y'all could kind of come around them in this community and all and see if they're in need of anything and just be there for them in this difficult time, but we do express our sympathies at this time. We have an announcement from the O-Wings. As y'all know, they've been canning and things for from the church garden, and they have over 200 jars of canned items right now, and then they're looking for some more supplies. If anybody is willing to or can donate, they're looking for different things that they'll need for the canning, like vinegar, sugar, salt, some produce, that kind of stuff. Or even just a donation. If you can do that, please see Lene or Kathy. And the canned items are sold at the bazaar, and then from that, the proceeds go to the Clothing and Food Pantry, RVO, the Battered Women's Shelter, the Nursing Home Ministry, School Supplies and New Uniforms, and the Book Bag Food Ministry for the children at Shive Elementary. So a lot of the community outreach that O-Wings does, this is a big part of that. If you can donate items or make a donation to them, they're looking for some folks to do that, so please see Lene or Kathy. Also, starting tomorrow, we have VBS, and at VBS, we have some stations that the kids will rotate through, and we're in need of volunteers. So Rita's working real hard getting some of the preliminary stuff set up right now. We need volunteers. We don't actually right now have enough people to run all the different things that we've planned on doing. So if you have the time this week, it's 5:30 starts the meal, and then it's from 6 to 8. If you have the time and can come and help out and even just kind of float around or help out at a station, we do need some volunteers for that. So please see either me or Rita is kind of floating around, but reach out to us, please, if you can do that, because we're in need of a lot of folks still to make that happen. It starts tomorrow. Am I missing anything? Does anybody have any other announcements that I might have forgotten? If not, we'll start with our first hymn, number 888.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Almighty God, our Maker and our Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. We flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace, for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Almighty and merciful God grant to you, being penitent, pardon and remission of all your sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated, and we invite the children forward for the children's sermon. Morning. How's it going? Good. Morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing? Everybody doing good? Yeah, good. All right, do you remember what we talked about last week? We talked about freedom with Jesus because it was leading up to the 4th of July, right? And 4th of July, we celebrate Independence Day, and we just did that a couple days ago, and so we were talking about freedom last Sunday. And now we're going to talk a little bit about some other stuff that Jesus talks about there. So Jesus tells some disciples of his to go out and talk to a bunch of people in a bunch of different cities. And then he tells them something kind of interesting. What do you think he tells them about their food? About how much food to take? What do you think he tells them to plan on? Does anybody ever go camping or anything? Yeah? Anybody ever go to a baseball game or something? At the baseball game? Yeah? Good. At the baseball game, there's some food there, right, to buy. And when you camp, you take some food with you, right? There's drinks too. Yes, there are. There's some drinks there. But Jesus tells them when they go, don't take any food. He says, don't take any food. Why do you think he says that? Kind of odd, right? That's kind of weird. He says, don't take any food because I don't want you to be worried about when your food runs out. Or I don't want you to be worried about trying to make some money to buy more food if your food's getting low. He says, go out and just tell people about me, and I will provide food for you because the people around, somebody's going to take care of you and give you some food. And so what we think about is Jesus sets us free to do the stuff he says to do. And then today reminds us to stay focused on that, and that God's going to take care of all of the stuff that needs to happen so that we can do what he calls us to do. Because God's not going to give us a mission if we can't do it, will he? No, but his mission that he gives us is to tell everybody that we come in contact with about him. You think we can do that? Can we try to do that? Can we just try to share the message about Jesus and how he died for us and how God's bringing the kingdom of God where he's the king of everybody? We're going to tell people that message. Can we just tell everybody that we can that message? Because that's what Jesus says to do, and take care of each other and love our neighbor. Can we do that? All right, so let's remember, when we're free to not have to worry about anything, now we can worry about doing what Jesus says, okay? So let's pray, and then y'all can go to Children's Church and get a sucker before that, okay? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us all the things that we need and taking care of us, and we just ask that you give us the strength to stay focused on you and to be able to do the things that you call us to by your Holy Spirit. In your name we pray, amen. All right, y'all. Let's share God's peace with one another. Peace be with you.
66 chapter, beginning with the 10th verse. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from your consoling breast, that you may drink deeply and delight from her glorious abundance. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream, and you shall nurse. You shall be carried upon her hip and bounced upon her knee. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass, and the hand of the Lord shall be known to his servant, and he shall show his indignation against his enemies. Here ends the first reading. Now the second reading comes from Galatians, the 6th chapter. Brothers, if anyone is caught up in any transgressions, you are spiritually should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own works, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each one will have to bear his own load. Let the one who is taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will have the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will have the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then we have the opportunity to do good to everyone, and especially those who are of the household of faith. But far be it if from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy upon them and upon the Israel of God. For now on, let us no one cause be troubled, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, your spirits, brother. Amen. Here ends the second lesson.
Please stand if you're able for the reading of the gospel. Our gospel reading is from Luke, the 10th chapter. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from the house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? you shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. Now, last week, we talked a little bit about freedom in Christ as we were coming up to Independence Day, and we were focused a lot on that this past week. And here, coming out of Independence Day and our celebrations of the freedoms that we have here in this country, we're kind of carrying on a little bit of what we had talked about last week about that freedom in Christ. And if you remember, we talked about how the freedom is freedom to, not necessarily freedom from. It's not necessarily freedom in Christ, isn't necessarily freedom from anyone else acting upon us. We're actually free from any worries because we're able to know for sure that we are saved in Christ because he's the one who worked for us. But then we're free to move out into the world and do what he says. And so we're going to build on that a little bit. We're going to build on that, especially the parts about loving God and loving your neighbor, spreading the gospel, because we're going to look today at the gospel reading that we just read about Jesus sending out the 72 people. So he has the disciples, the 72 disciples, and he sends them out ahead of him, the places that he's about to go, on basically a short mission trip. So where I want to start before we start talking about these different things within the reading is to talk a little bit about the mission that he has, because it comes right on the heels of the freedom we have in Christ. And since we have nothing to worry about because of freedom in Christ, we will talk a little bit using this reading about what we worry ourselves with if we have nothing to worry about. But first, let's talk about the mission that we see Jesus send these folks on. The mission that he gives them is a short thing that he says to go out and kind of make ready the fields, basically, that he's about to come through. And we see that it starts really with Jesus' mission, because we know that Jesus is sent by the Father, and then Jesus sends us to continue his mission. But really, Jesus' mission as the Messiah who had come and who was spoken about in the Old Testament, that mission is a continuation of God's mission to save the world after the fall. And so really, we see Adam and Eve sin, and right after that, God comes to them. He pursues them. He goes to where they are, even though they've separated themselves from God. God doesn't separate himself from them. He goes to them, and then he sends them out away from the garden, away from the tree of life, so that they weren't stuck that way. And from day one, he talks about this one who's going to come, who's going to be a human being, a seed of Eve, and that one is going to also have the power to crush the serpent's head. And we see that happening, and that is the beginning of mission. Mission begins as soon as mission is needed. And Jesus is going out to the world, and his work on the cross is all a part of that bigger mission. But even before his work on the cross, he does send out his disciples, and then after that, in the power of the Spirit, he sends us out as well. So a lot of the things that we're talking about here have to do with us, too. Now, Jesus starts telling us what to worry about and what not to worry about in light of the freedom that we have in him in this reading from Luke 10. So let's talk about a little bit of the couple, three points that we can pull out from here. First, the odd thing that I mentioned to the children. Don't take any food. Don't take any clothes. Don't take any money. And then don't greet anybody on the road, which back then is this kind of a way of basically letting somebody know that you're new in town and trying to get some help. And so just do your mission. Don't greet anybody on the road. Don't try to get some help from them, just go and do your mission. And so if Jesus is telling us that, we are free to do what he calls us to do. And when we go to do what he's called us to do, we don't need to worry about anything, including our needs. Then what do we worry about? If our needs are going to be provided and we don't have to worry about all the other things that we have to think about planning and managing our money and getting more money when that money is running out and all those things, if we don't have to do that, then we're free to care for others, which is exactly what he says to do. If you remember last week, we talked about Martin Luther's writing on the freedom of a Christian. And Martin Luther actually says that as Christians now, free in Christ, we don't just worry about ourselves. Now we worry about our neighbor. Now we put our neighbor's needs ahead of ours. In fact, we don't worry about ourselves at all. We only worry about loving our neighbor. If we only worry about loving our neighbor because we know that God is going to provide what we need, that takes all the energy that we turn in on ourselves and it turns it out to those around us. That is the gospel. Think about Jesus' life. He lived only for others, and he was cared for in a lot of different places monetarily by different people who funded his ministry. As it says in here, the worker deserves their wages. But the work that you do here isn't for money. So what we take from this here is that we don't worry about ourselves. Even the things that seem like it's good to worry about, we worry about our neighbor instead. Second, Jesus says, don't worry about whether or not people are going to listen to your message. He tells the 72, don't try to lean on your own understanding and say, okay, we'll go to this town, but then there's a lot of people in this town that don't like us. So we're going to kind of just do a little bit here and then move on to a place that we think's better off for listening to us. Or maybe this place has too many people who might have already heard, so we're not going to go there. We're going to go to another place that's somewhat in the middle. And Jesus says, don't worry about them not listening to you. Don't worry what town has what kind of people. Go everywhere that I've told you to and take the message of the kingdom coming through Jesus to them. That essentially goes back to what we talked about with the mission. The mission isn't ours. Jesus commissions us. And Jesus himself is on a mission from the Father. And when Jesus sends us, we go in the power of the Spirit. And so God has totally taken care of the planning for us. We don't have to over-strategize. We need to be good stewards of what we have and what's available to us. But the main thing is, don't think ourselves into a hole. Don't think ourselves so deep into what might happen that we don't do what we're supposed to do. Don't worry about the big strategy if it means that we end up not doing any of what he's called us to do. Go out and tell people about Jesus. Go out and tell people the gospel message. They need to hear it. Don't over-strategize as if we can think on the same level as God and plan the way he plans. He has the plan. We are just the workers. He tells us to go. So we go. When we don't have to worry about the strategy, then we do worry about going. So we worry not about us, but about our neighbor, and we don't worry about the overall strategy and trying to understand every single thing. We worry about going and doing what he said. The third thing seems like it might not be as obvious, but if you look at the reading, the 72 do go and they come back. And they say some things to Jesus, and Jesus says some kind of weird stuff back. It might not be exactly what we would expect him to say. They come back after completing their mission, and they say, everything that you said would happen happened, and even the demons listened to us because of your power. And Jesus doesn't necessarily high-five them or anything. Essentially what he says is, yeah, it works. Yeah, you have the power of my name. And don't worry about that. And that seems a little bit weird, but let's put it this way. Let's say the President of the United States calls you and says, listen, we got an interstate system. It's within all of the states. It connects everybody. It needs some overhauling. And so I'm picking somebody to give the power to make judgment calls in all 50 states to redo these interstate systems, and you're that person. Some of us might have a construction background, some of us might have an engineering background, some of us might have an education background, and be better or off prepared, better or not prepared for that type of a job. But you've been given the power to do it. So, what happens? If you were to go to each of those places, are all those places going to think and act the same? No. Are all those places going to have the same weather conditions and need the same exact type of road? No. Don't drive through Pennsylvania if you can avoid it. Potholes are death-defying if you make it through. If you go through these different places and you have all these different situations, you need to know everything there is about roads and the conditions that they need. Even if you have the power, you don't necessarily have the understanding that you need. And then what if you do get the understanding that you need? What if you study all of that and now you can put together the roads perfectly, but you go there and 50% of the people in that town want this type of road and other 50% want a different type of road, and now you've got to deal with that kind of conflict. There's too many factors that go into this type of thing. Even though you have the power, it's not easy. Like Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility, right? And so what Jesus is saying here is, yes, you've been given the power of my name, you're going out and working for me, and even though you've been given the power, it doesn't mean that you have the power to do everything or understand everything, so don't worry about that. Instead, rejoice that your name is written in the book of life, rejoice that you're in the kingdom, and take that humbleness that brings, and use the power with humbleness, and try to get others into the kingdom. Try to tell them about me. And so having the power to do something doesn't necessarily let us do it perfectly, and that's especially what we see in mission. In fact, if we're not broken vessels that the Spirit uses to do mission, we're not doing mission. Mission itself, like Mission Impossible, comes from the word that means God chasing us. A mission that isn't the gospel is just a knockoff of that word that originally means God chasing his lost creation. So mission itself has to be driven by God. And the Holy Spirit living in us does that. So we see all these things to worry and to not worry about. So how does that break down? From this story, we can see that we don't worry about if we will be taken care of. God tells us we will, so we worry about taking care of others. We might be the reason why that other person can effectively be told by Jesus not to worry because help will come. That might be us, and it will come to us too. God will take care of us, and he will use us to take care of others. We don't worry about if the people that we meet and talk to will listen to us. We just go and tell people about this kingdom that we are citizens of. And we don't worry about the great responsibility and the great power that we've been given by Jesus. We worry about keeping our eyes focused on him who's doing the work through us. And essentially what it breaks down to is we keep our focus on God the Father who has that mission planned for us, and we don't have to worry about that. And we keep our eyes focused on God the Son who's commissioned us and sent us in his power, and we don't have to worry about that. And we keep our eyes focused on the Holy Spirit who helps us to physically do the things that Jesus showed us how to do and go and love our neighbors and care for them and tell them about him the way he did when he was here on earth. We look to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit to keep our focus on them. So what do we have to worry about as free Christians? Nothing. And because of that, what do we worry ourselves with? Just staying focused on God, on him as a person. And when we do that, we'll see very clearly that we're focused on the mission that he gives us. Just like Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that's love God, love others, and tell people about the kingdom of God. Nothing that we normally worry about is worth worrying about. And when we realize that, we can worry ourselves with focusing on God. That might seem like it's a lot of all work and no play, but if we think about it, to focus on God and love him to care for our neighbors and love them, and to be one with them and one with God. That's what we're created for. That's what the garden is, was, and that's what the city of God in Revelation is. And so really, if we can do these things and try to focus on God as best we can, it's actually just living the way we were created to live. And I think that we will find that if we can do that more and more, our lives will actually be more fulfilling than they've ever been. So let's try to focus on God, not worry about anything because of our Christian freedom. Instead, worry about focusing on Him. Amen. The hymn is hymn number 848. Now let us confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in the feeding of the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Now let us pray the way our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated, and we invite all baptized Christians to join with us in the Lord's Supper, and we do have a gluten-free option if it's needed. Just let us know. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen you and preserve you to eternal life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.